You're listening to SBS News.
Many Australians have their eyes closed when it comes to elder abuse. They don't see the signs and they don't recognise the behaviours. But if we open our eyes, we can see it.
The Australian Human Rights Commission is urging Australians to stop, pause and really tune in to what the senior community is saying, because it's likely elder abuse has been on the rise during the COVID-19 pandemic. The Commission says it's not enough to just hear, we need to listen more intently. The abuse could be physical.
First, he just raised his voice to me.
He yelled at me, and I'm sure he doesn't mean to be rough.
He makes me a bit afraid.
I never expected this from my daughter.
It can be psychological.
He said I'm a burden.
And I made their life miserable.
If I don't change my will, I can't see the grandkids again.
And he's my son.
It just breaks my heart.
I've got no idea what I've done wrong.
It can also be financial.
He said, Mum, I'll get the money for you.
She said she'd go to the bank for me and withdraw cash.
I gave him my card. He's my son.
And then I got a call from the bank manager.
I just couldn't believe what he told me.
There are other forms of abuse too, including emotional and sexual abuse or neglect. Russell Westacott is the Chief Executive Officer at Seniors Rights Services. He says about 700 people a year come to them to report elder abuse issues, and that number is growing from year to year. He says they assess that about 10% of seniors experience abuse.
In the New South Wales context, if there's 1.5 million older people, that means 150,000 of those people are experiencing elder abuse at any single time.
Financial pressures on adult children can be a driver of financial elder abuse, and the economic fallout of COVID-19 has increased those two, making it a perfect storm. Mr. Westacott says of all the different types of elder abuse, financial abuse is the most common, and even though it isn't as easily identifiable for those who are going through it, there are ways to stay protected.
The most common form of elder abuse is the adult children or the grandchildren trying to get loans. Even if things are written on the back of an envelope, that's better than nothing. And it's also better if you just go to a lawyer or a suburban solicitor and just get something drafted so that people know where they stand, who contributed what, and then if the relationship goes sour, at least there's a bit of an understanding of who's got recourse to what amount of money.
Chief Executive Officer from Eastern Community Legal Centre, Michael Smith, says he's seen financial abuse cases increase over the past 6 months or so, and the legal options when there are no family agreements in place can be very limited.
We had one woman who came to us and basically her son was experiencing financial trouble, so she sold her house and loaned most of that money to her son to build a house with a granny flat out the back. They didn't have an agreement in writing, and that worked okay for a little while. But then there were issues and she had to move out and she ended up in a tent and then in a caravan and never got into the granny flat. So the relationships broke down and all the money that she'd had over her life that had gone into the house was lost and basically was taken by the son.
For the elderly, COVID-19 related challenges have added another layer of risk to this often overlooked human rights violation. Age Discrimination Commissioner Dr. Kay Patterson says she's been talking to people responsible for state helplines, and there's been an increase in elderly abuse reports during these difficult times.
One of the problems is that people aren't getting out to their doctor more. They're doing telehealth, for example. So they're not being out and about at places where they can talk to somebody confidentially, so it could be hidden. The other thing is that there's a lot of pressure on families, sons and daughters losing their jobs. Well, I'll come back and live with you, Mum. I can't afford my rent. Or, Mum, you've got some money. You can help me through this difficult time. The other thing that's a pressure is isolation. And so COVID has accentuated all of those pressures that increase the likelihood of elder abuse.
Elder abuse often happens within the family unit and often goes unreported because elderly people don't want to upset the family dynamic. Here's Chief Executive Officer Michael Smith from the Eastern Community Legal Centre again.
I think where there's a power imbalance and where people feel like they can take advantage of their parents or their grandparents or their uncles and aunties, some people will do that. And older people often find it really difficult to make choices around that, because they don't want to call the police, or they don't want to report their children, and they want to keep relationships with their children. So that abuse is really problematic to manage.
But Age Discrimination Commissioner Dr. Kay Patterson says everybody can do their bit to spread awareness.
Librarians have been, and local councils have been, encouraging librarians to ring their older readers to see if they're okay. A lot of members of parliament are using their staff to ring their older constituents to see if they're okay. We can all ring older people to make sure that they're okay. As the campaign that we're launching is talking about, we need to open our eyes. Everybody needs to open their eyes. Local, state, federal government and the community. So it's a whole of community response.
Ms. Patterson says it's not impossible to read some of the signs of elder abuse, and it can be life-saving for victims.
They may talk to you about the fact that nobody's visiting them, that they don't know what's happening to their money, or they feel not in control of what's happening in their home, or something, you know, he keeps asking me to change my will. Or if you notice that the person hasn't been around, then it is appropriate to say, you know, you can seek help, there is help available. They talk about it takes a village to raise a child. I say it takes a whole community to protect an older person.
Sarah Shalala, SBS News.